From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senators drew their battle lines in the first day of Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Judge Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
While Democrats focused on Sotomayor's judicial record and life story, Republicans emphasized her comments off the bench. Here's Democrat Charles Schumer of New York.
It is the judicial record, more than speeches and statements, more than personal background, that accurately measures how modest a judicial nominee will be.
But Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah said if Sotomayor is confirmed, she will play a very different role than she has to date.
Judge Sotomayor, if confirmed, will help change the very precedents that today bind her as a Circuit Court of Appeals judge.
Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina articulated what many have said in private.
Unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed.
President Obama hopes to have her in place when the Supreme Court reconvenes in the fall. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has nominated a rural physician who has helped care for patients along Alabama's Gulf Coast as his choice to be the nation's next Surgeon General. In choosing Dr. Regina Benjamin as his nominee for Surgeon General, the president said her understanding of the needs of the poor and uninsured makes her uniquely qualified for the job. Benjamin, in accepting the nomination, pledged to fight, in her words, so no one falls through the cracks as we improve our health care system. If confirmed by the Senate, the 51-year-old Benjamin would in essence be the public's health advocate. President, meanwhile, was meeting at the White House with key congressional leaders on health care today. NPR's Maura Liasson has more.
The president asked both houses of Congress to pass a bill by the August recess so they could have time to compromise and get the finished product to his desk by October. But that schedule is slipping. The Senate Finance Committee still hasn't figured out how it will pay for the $1 trillion cost of expanding coverage. Still, President Obama was upbeat.
I just want to put everybody on notice because there was a lot of chatter during the week that I was gone. We are going to get this done. Inaction is not an option. And for those naysayers and cynics who think that this is not going to happen, don't bet against us.
The meeting with the president included Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus, and House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charlie Rangel. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
For NASA and the astronauts aboard the space shuttle Endeavour, the fifth time was not a charm. Thunderstorms in the vicinity of Florida's Kennedy Space Center and lightning caused the space agency to decide to cancel another effort to get Endeavour off the ground as the astronauts try to get the final piece of a Japanese space lab to the International Space Station. NASA will try another launch on Wednesday. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 185 points to end the session at 8,332. That was a gain of more than 2.25%. This is NPR. A secret intelligence program that focused on finding and killing or capturing leaders of al-Qaeda on the ground has been canceled. That's according to a report by the Wall Street Journal, which cites sources who say the cancellation of the program comes after it was discovered last month by current CIA Director Leon Panetta. Panetta is said to have also ended the program because it failed to produce results and because Congress was not told about it until after its inception in 2001. The U.S. in targeting al-Qaeda leaders currently has mostly been relying on airstrikes from unmanned drones. A journalist in Kyrgyzstan is dead after allegedly being beaten by eight police officers. Jess Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Relatives and colleagues of 32-year-old reporter Almaz Tashiev say the journalist was beaten to death by police in the Central Asian nation. Tashiev died of complications from head injuries after surgery Friday. Relatives say Tashiev told them before the operation he'd been beaten by eight police officers. The news comes on the heels of a series of attacks on reporters before next week's presidential elections in that country. Critics say the government has been trying to stifle opposition ahead of the elections. Human rights advocates say that journalists are being targeted under President Kurmanbek-Bakiyev's government. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The bankruptcy court judge has given approval for a portion of bankrupt auto parts maker Delphi's assets to be shifted to the new General Motors that recently emerged from bankruptcy. The deal is expected to save Delphi from liquidation. It would still require a variety of other approvals, however. Delphi's creditors would have until later this week to file objections and also to submit competing bids. Delphi was part of GM until 1999 when it was spun off. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.